I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How can I market an online yoga course? That's the question we're going to take today here on Side Hustle School. Welcome, by the way. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are in the world. We have an amazing community of folks from so many different countries, so many different parts of the world, all united with the goal of making extra money without quitting your job, okay? Or perhaps making enough money so that you can quit your job, because that's good too. So in this episode, as mentioned, we're going to address a question from Maria. She is a yoga instructor looking to expand her business beyond the confines of her local studio, which conveniently leads to her question about marketing an online yoga course. Now, that said, with the rise of so many online courses and a plethora of free resources available, plethora, that just means like a lot, there's a lot of free yoga videos out there, Maria is facing the challenge of marketing her course effectively and competing with all that free content. So we're going to explore a couple strategies for promoting and differentiating that online course. And if you're seeking to broaden your reach, perhaps boost your online business or get your new online business off to a good start, whatever it is, this discussion will be helpful. At least that's my goal, all in a short period of time. Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I'm Maria, a yoga instructor who wants to expand my business beyond my local studio. I've created an online course that teaches students how to practice yoga at home, but I'm struggling to get enough sales to make the course profitable. My question is, how can I market my online yoga course to a wider audience, and what strategies can I use to increase sales and engagement? In particular, I don't know how to compete with all the free yoga streams that are available on YouTube and elsewhere.
Hey Maria, it's awesome to hear that you're taking your yoga business online and expanding beyond the local studio. So, I also recognize the challenge. First things first, let's tackle how to compete with all those free yoga streams. Yes, there's a lot of free content out there on pretty much every network. Just remember that your online course offers unique value that the free videos can't provide, or at least hopefully it does. Think about it like the value of an in-person studio. Like, I still go to yoga, though not as much as I should. Let's not talk about how infrequently I'm going to yoga these days. But when I go to yoga, I go to it. Like I actually go to an in-person studio, even though I could just watch it on YouTube and there's lots of free content. But I value that in-person studio. There are ways to make the online course have similar value. Okay. So to make your course shine, emphasize the personal touch that you bring as an experienced instructor. Emphasize the structured learning path that your course offers. Like presumably it's not just one class, right? There's a series of steps that people are going to learn. Emphasize any exclusive content or resources that come with it, perhaps access to you. That tends to be, you know, a pretty important benefit of an online course. Whatever it is, you want to showcase that value as much as possible. Now, next, we need a plan for reaching a wider online audience. Ultimately, you need to reach more people on the front end because lots of people are not going to pay. So you need more people who are at least, you know, seeing whatever free content you make, at least kind of going through any kind of funnel process that you create that will eventually drive some to pay. So lots of options there. But because it's an online course, you probably want a strong online presence. So you want that website. You want to be active on the social media platforms where your target audience hangs out. You might collaborate with other instructors, wellness influencers, bloggers, some kind of cross promotion perhaps. But I would say more important than that is don't forget about email marketing. Like build a mailing list by offering a free resource of some kind, a short yoga sequence, a guided meditation, whatever it is, in exchange for an email address. And then nurture those subscribers and promote the course through a targeted campaign. You might also, here's another idea, host a live webinar or a workshop. That can be like a preview of your course. Give students a taste of your teaching style. Plus, you can offer some kind of exclusive discount or bonus to attendees to encourage them to sign up for the paid course. Lots of options, but you know, mostly stay persistent, keep refining the strategies, do more of what works, do less of what doesn't. And with time and effort, you'll be able to grow your audience and make that course a success. So Maria, I wish you every success. Keep sharing your passion for yoga and everything else. Best of luck on the journey. Namaste. All right, listeners, if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them each week. I just love this ongoing dialogue. Let me know what you're working on, what's going well, what's not, or just keep tuning in. You know, I want this to be good for you in whatever way is best for you. So I'm going to sign off now and come back again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.